Welcome to the Seek Him Early podcast, featuring daily devotional studies on knowing, loving, and serving our Lord Jesus Christ. Each weekly program is from the book of that same title. I'm Pastor Watson, author of the book, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Meeker, Colorado, and director of Sola Scriptura Publications. This episode is part one of three on the parable of the talents in Matthew 25, 14 through 30. As one writer observes, while the reference, quote, in the parable of the 10 virgins, here in verses 1 through 13, is to our personal state, in the talents, it is the personal work of the disciples, unquote. In other words, the former is about waiting for the master to come, the latter about working until he arrives. Still further, we see the inward attitude in one that motivates the outward action in the other. Our text here in Matthew, therefore, challenges each of us to examine our Christian service, for we will one day give an account for that. We see here four principles. First, we acknowledge the commission we are given in verses 14 and 15. Our story opens with a man of obvious wealth who is going on a journey of long duration and an unknown time of return. He entrusts his servants with his wealth so that they might use it wisely. The parallel here is obvious. The wealthy man pictures our Lord, who has departed into heaven and whose return time is unknown. In his absence, he has entrusted his wealth to us to use for his gain and glory. The word talent actually transliterates the Greek word talenton, which refers not to coinage, but actually to weight. The talent was about 75 pounds. So a talent of silver, money in verse 18, is argurion, a piece of silver. This was about 20 years' wages for a common worker. Our English word talent, then, is what we could call a metaphorical application of talenton borrowed from this parable. Our Lord has entrusted us with great wealth. He has entrusted us with natural abilities, spiritual gifts, financial resources, and other quote-unquote talents, if you will, all of which actually belong to Him, not us. Every good gift, every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of Lights, James 1:17. We are therefore to invest all that He has entrusted us with for the furtherance of His interests, not our own. Especially significant is that each servant was given a different level of responsibility. This is a wonderful truth. To one He gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, according to his several ability. Likewise, in His sovereign purpose, God entrusts us with different talents, again, if you will, His endowments, according to our abilities and our natural strengths. Each of us will also have a different opportunity to use what God has given us. Like the 2 faithful servants in the story, a true servant of the Master will desire to faithfully use the quote-unquote talents that He's given. Whether one receives the enormous responsibility of 5 talents, for example, pastors and other leaders, or the lesser responsibility of 2 talents or even 1, for example, Christians of various levels in growth and ability, the true child of God will produce results that glorify God and Christ's kingdom. If you'd like to go a little deeper on your own, here are some scriptures for study. What do the following scriptures add to our study today? 1 Corinthians 3, 5-9, also chapter 4, verse 2, and finally chapter 12, verse 4. Our next episode is part 2 of the parable of the talents. May God richly bless you, my dear Christian friend. I pray that you will continue each day to seek Him early.